We've seen some cardiac data coming out, particularly the NSABP trial. Do you all have any data at this point?
We actually have an independent data monitoring committee on this study. We also have an independent cardiac safety monitoring committee, which has been meeting very regularly to keep a very close eye on this. And we're quite gratified to say that they're very comfortable with what has been happening on this study. They've not requested any amendments to the protocol or any release of data to date. So I am currently blinded as to the cardiac events, but looking at them in aggregate, it does not look like we are getting a substantial cardiac signal. And the Independent Cardiac Data Monitoring Committee, which can look at the data obviously on a per arm basis, is not telling us there's any concern. So to my knowledge to date, we have a regimen that certainly is not giving us an untowards cardiac signal. And we had adopted very similar cardiac assessment guidelines to what the NSABP did when they reported their data.
The NSABP had this figure of 4% excess. Is that something you also have embraced?
We've incorporated virtually the similar design. Obviously, the trials are not purely symmetrical. They're using paclitaxel, we're using docetaxel. We also have somewhat slight differences in the timing of our assessments because our chemotherapy schedules are somewhat different. But we have adopted that same plan for a significant difference in clinical cardiac event rates between two arms, which would have led to an early termination of the study. It hasn't happened to date.